Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and thank you, Ed, for the wonderful music on the intro here. So, yeah, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there in about 5 minutes. So we want to honor the people back on the East Coast because I know it's midnight their time right now. And we'll first do a clearing to get you heart-centered. So let's do that here. So this is what we call the mind-to-heart drop. It's on the website in the drop-down box, too. Very simple. You just count from 10 to 1. Just think of an elevator. And if you're a sensing, feeling person, you actually feel the energy go from your head, inside of your head, we'll say, of your thoughts, and it'll come right on down each time I do a number, counting from 10 to 1. And you're going to feel it rest in your heart center. Very, very simple. This is not hypnosis. Some people have asked me about that because I count numbers and things. No, it's just having that energy and your spirit's commanding that energy to come down into your heart. Now, when you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or a positive thought because it's non-judgmental energy. And the energy is only in the present moment. And that's where you go for peace. A lot of people have commented, they said, yeah, Ron, I've been meditating for a long time, and geez, I can do it now within 15, 20 seconds without having to go someplace, hear music, and be in a quiet place. I can do it instantly, and this is what it's for. So here we go, everybody. You're going to drop down. So again, I'll just count from 10 to 1. Do that about four times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This you can do it yourself, too. Even repeat after me the numbers or when I'm saying them. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought, everybody. And see if you can feel that wonderful peace energy. And then try to do a thought. And the thoughts that you're going to have will just be just kind of maybe random thoughts. Won't be any judgment there at all. It's just the way that you are able to stay in the moment and to be very peaceful. So, this part of the program, as we go to the light ship, will not work on the archives, but first we're going to energize the light beam. So if you are listening to one of the Saturday night programs, we'll bring in the wonderful light beam energy of peace into your room. So if you would, just scroll down on the monitor screen about 2 inches beneath the blinking flower. And watch very carefully the light beam because you're going to actually physically see it change as the energy from the light shift comes into this beam. So one of the light beams will come into it. So this time we're going to bring in the females, so maybe more than one. And to invoke the energy, I'll use the word stronger to do that. Just watch your picture and you're going to see it become more transparent. It'll also become maybe more three-dimensional. And watch the colors change. And you have to blink your eyes a little bit so you don't get mesmerized. So do that also. So here we go. Bringing in a light beam into your monitor screen there, into the photograph. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you should have this wonderful peace energy in your room. You're going to feel the heart energy from the light beam to you. This is how the Creation Light Shift works. It's all heart-based energy. Nothing to do with mind control, mind energy, or aliens. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. And you can bring along your animals and pets. You can bring your flowers, trees, garden, plants in your house if you wish. And you may see the Mashley change a little bit. And maybe if it's a flower, it might even live longer, even though you have a cut in a vase. So here we go. We're going up. Again, I have to count to five, and you're going to feel your body change. So here we go. As you get taken out of time. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so everybody listening to the program live right now, or you're on the light ship, and there's many rooms, and we're going to go into one of those rooms here to start off the light ship healing. And the first room that I see is for our muscles. So if you have any stiff, sore muscles, request a healing. Just do one healing tonight, and the light beings will come to work with you. So coming to us, the light beings that I see right now are the horses. So they have a lot of light beings that take on the physical form of the human energies on this planet, because that's what we relate to. We saw another type of light being energy that was not from this planet. You may be a little shocked or surprised. So they do bring up the spiritual blueprints of these. What we have right now is a horse, and there's actually three of them. And these three horses are going to go to a planet where they can live as a horse at the ascension time after that. So here we go. Here comes their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Since we're working with our muscles, let's start to work with our spine. So we'll start with our neck and kind of work down. So to request a healing, even if you feel perfectly fine, you still may have some genetic problems associated with you. And so just request the healing, too, as we do this here, so the light beings can work with you. Remember, they always see you in pure divine perfection, so you have to, in a sense, squawk about your condition, kind of like the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets all the grease. And remember, if they see you, whatever you're dealing with, in pure divine perfection, they can't help you because that's your creation. So you have to say something to have it change from one state of perfection to the next. And even though you might be in pain, they will still see that as a creation, and every creation that you create is perfect. Remember, the light does not judge itself. So here we go. Let's work with our spine right now, bring in the energy to us. So right now we have the goldfish working with us. We're in a pool of water. So you might feel like yourself actually floating in the water. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. We'll go into one of the oxygen rooms, and this is where we're in a container which has a lot of like bubbly water in it, kind of like Alka-Seltzer, okay? And it's bubbling a lot, and we're in this right now. We can breathe underwater, and the water does not touch our skin. And so here comes this energy. And if you are in a cold location tonight, you can request to have the water warmed up a little bit more than normal, and you may feel your whole body temperature change. Or if you happen to be in a hot location, which may not be the case this time of year, but you can also have yourself cool down a little bit. Here we go. So bring in the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll work with nerves. Some people have maybe pinched nerves. That's kind of common. So if you do have a condition with that or some pain in your body, which could be a nerve, you may not know what it is, but do request a healing. So they're going to work with our nervous system. And you want to maybe put your hand possibly where the location is. A lot of people do that. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to bring the energy in to help you do healings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's a lot of energy there, so somebody must be having a problem. So we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll still work with our spine, going down lower now, past our neck. And we'll probably go through the whole body right now, all the way down to your tailbone. So here comes some more of that energy. If you still have a problem maybe in your neck or shoulders or something, you know, you can just request that it stays there. But we'll just go on down for the people that probably feel mostly okay. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into another location on the light ship. We'll bring in an oxygen for us to breathe. So you may want to inhale and exhale. We'll bring in number 24. And these are geared for the group that's listening tonight. And the one that we're getting is number 24. And it's actually custom tailored just for you. So if you do hear different numbers, they will normally always change throughout the different BBS radio programs here. But here's number 24 coming. Like I said, inhale, exhale. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have a request on the fast chat. I can do a few requests here. We have one for gums and teeth. So we're going to go into a room where they have the silver water that we're drinking on the light ship. And you can also gargle with this water on the light ship. But here's this healing coming forth. And they also have, like, laser technology, too. So administering these healings are the ladybugs. So here they come. 1, 2, request your healing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's get some more oxygen. This one here is going to be number 8. So again, you want to request healing with this oxygen also. Inhale, exhale a couple times maybe. And here comes number 8. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And since the females are coming through our monitor screen, what we'll do is ask them to do just a very quick and short facial for people. So this will last for probably about 5 minutes here. So you might feel your face getting warm. It might be tingling. So here we go. So here's the energy coming to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you might feel your chi's getting warm, and they are working with you right now. So just sit back and relax. What we'll do is we'll go up to the penthouse on the light ship, and we'll have some star healings. These are the real stars. The ones that we see here may not be real. They might be fabricated. Okay? So here we go, going to the light ship to see the stars of light and request a healing. And I'll put some music on so you can enjoy your facial and request what you'd like to have worked with tonight from one of the stars. So here we go. Request, we'll go into the Rainbow Waterfall Room. We can be in many rooms at one time, so we're going into this room right now. Here comes this energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Another location to help us out for infections, and we'll be working with our lymphatic system. So one, two, three, four, and five. And request your healing. To the white light room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. do our digestive system and stomach, what they can do for us here before we come back. And we'll have the follow bears do this for us. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, so we'll go into one final room here before we come back, and we're going to go into, let's go into the room where the elephants are. People like the elephant room, so here they come. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and you might kind of feel how your face is feeling. As it did the spaceship on you. And just enjoy the music here. We'll be coming back in about a minute here. I do request your healings. You're in many rooms, and it's best just to do one request. The healings are between you and the light being doctors, excuse me. So we'll be coming back here. We're giving you thanks to the doctor teams. Our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us right now, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So you can probably feel the energy changing. Let's see if our co-host is on, Annika. So are you out there tonight, Annika?
I'm out here, Ron. Thank you. I feel very, very relaxed and so great from being part of that trip to the light ship and all the healing that gets done. It's just incredible. And I wanted to welcome everyone. I see quite a few people on the fast chat. And thank you so much for putting your comments there. It's just so great. It's such a treat to read and to share and to hear what you're all going through. And there's a lot of great comments, Ron. I think it's just so nice to hear. So I know Anna earlier on she was putting up there that she wanted some healing, but now it's off my screen here. But I wanted to know, maybe Anna, if you did feel something from that and you requested the healing, maybe you want to comment. Otherwise, I saw Freedom said got bonuses healing for TMJ, so that happened while this short trip to the light ship. And while on light ship, I think Janice was saying, what are the swirling energies? So that was something that she felt and maybe even saw. So maybe that's something you can comment on, Ron. And Holly was saying that goes right through. I wrote it down funny here. That goes through so much peace with light, so intense and pure, and that sort of thing. And Neat was saying that the floating is very relaxing. So thank you for sharing. It's really nice to read it, and yes, you want to have more of this. So I want to tell you, if you're new to the show, Ron tends to do a few special sessions that you can sign up for on the website. One is coming up this Saturday in a week from today, so that is Saturday, February 5th, and that is the Creation Lightship 4-hour session, which is 4 hours with physical healing and ascension preparation. And that is on at 1 p.m. till 5 Pacific Standard Time. And if you're on the East Coast, it's from 4 to 8. And that, if you also want to come on that with the special intensive that Ron tends to do, he'll be doing 3 of those. The special intensives are on Sundays, but usually that's when he's done them. And the Sunday after the 5th, that's the 6th, he'll have the first one for February. And after that weekend, he's going to be in L.A. for the event down there, which is the Conscious Life Expo. And that is from February 11th till 13th in Los Angeles. So maybe you want to share a little bit about what you're doing down there. You're going to be at the Hilton, right, at the Conscious Life Expo at booth 206, and you're going to have the light infusion chamber. And what is that all about? What do you do with the light infusion chamber?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, you go in the chamber, you sit there, and the light ship instantly takes you up to the light ship, and you're having a lot of light infusion put into your body. Down here, you're sitting in a chair up on the light ship. They're working with you, reintegrating true light into your body. And it's just wonderful. It's most people leave the booth, I'd say 95%, if not more, leave the booth smiling. And they feel better. It takes away psychic attack energies that's been, you know, sent to you by energetic cords, so the cords are released, entities leave, your eyes become a lot brighter. It can heal physical pain that you may have. So the first time is like having a really nice cleansing, and like having a nice, maybe even like a session like at a spa, or if you go to like a mineral springs, that's kind of how you feel. You come out of there. And the sessions are 5 minutes in length because the energy is very, very strong and intense. Not that it's going to hurt anybody, but there's a lot done in that 5 minutes of time. Remember, you're on the light ship for much longer than the physical time here. And then if you go on to more times, the cost is $20 for the first one. And then we have a special if you wish to go into it more often. You can go into it for 5 times total, which is $40. So, you know, it's just very, very economical. And then we have the unlimited session for people who want to go to the expo maybe 2 or 3 days continuous. And that's $100. So what I can tell you is that people who have been in there probably about 10 times, some people go in a little bit longer, but 10 times you are changed. And I've had a lot of people having wonderful physical healings. But the main thing is that you feel so much better. Remember, the whole thing is, how do you feel? You know, do you feel like depression, or do you feel your body hurting? And this can actually help alleviate a lot of that physical stuff that we're dealing with. So Light Infusion Chamber, I have that in Los Angeles, and then also we bring it back to New York. And we're in New York 3 times a year. The next event in New York is going to be, I believe, the middle of March, the 18th of March, I believe. But the Conscious Life Expo is at the LAX Hilton. It's going to be starting, I believe, on the 11th, which is Friday, February 11th. And, you know, it's a great place to come to if you're interested in having some wonderful healing. I'll be on a panel on Sunday. Then I have a free workshop. It's probably hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes in length. That'll be on Saturday. I believe that time is about 1 o'clock. And then from there on Friday, the first day, I have a a free lecture. So what I do there is free. And that's so I can get a lot of people to experience the light shift so they can understand more about what's happening and have some clearings and get some actual truth in all of the disinformation that we have out there. So anyway, hope to see you there if you're going to be in the Los Angeles area.
So, Ron, I also see Gail was asking, are you coming to the East Coast? And I know you have that coming up, too.
Yes. We'll be in, like I said, the middle of March, about the 18th, I think, the Conscious Life Expo. And that will be at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and 8th. So you can check it out if you wish on, you know, by Googling it. You can Google Conscious Life Expo and then also Google New Life Expo. That's back in New York. So I guess there was a question there sort of about different colors on the light ship. Yeah, you're in many, many rooms. I may not even mention, you know, maybe one-fifth of the rooms that you're in. So what I talk about is what I'm seeing physically as you're up there, but there's so many other rooms. What we'll have, too, just to mention at the LAX show here, we're going to be having some healing monitors. So you can come in and have some sample clearings on the monitors. It's just quite wonderful to see the light being in front of you. And it'll be a nice experience. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. So Chili was mentioning, too, thank you, Ron. Nose has dried up, and plus the extreme emotional pain is almost gone. So I take it that was from what we just did. So it's just amazing what you can do in such a short time. And I also saw that Neat was mentioning, the one-hour Monday-Friday calls seems to be a must. And yes, if you can get on the conference calls that are during the week as well, it is just so healing. That's an hour call on Monday at 5:30, and one on Wednesday at 5:30, and one on Friday at 5:30. And the Wednesday call also includes the healing waters that you get to energize for the coming week. So you have water, healing water for a whole week. And Ed was also saying, will you be coming to San Francisco anytime?
Not this year. Maybe next, but not this year.
So Ed,
somebody
we can't
knows of an event that's maybe in your area, possibly, that's large enough for me to come to, just send me an email. That would be great, too. Normally, like most expos, you're going to have typically around, I'd say, 8,000 to 10,000 people coming to them. So that's the events that I'm looking for, you know, to go to. So if you do have one in your area that you might know about coming up, yeah, I'd be happy to check it out. So please send me an email. Okay, Annika. Boy, what can we do tonight? We could probably talk about, you know, the timeline crashing, but people might know all about that. I'll just mention that that's where you are living in parallel lifetimes. And, you know, the aliens abduct you to these. You should only have one life in the moment, naturally, which is what you should know by now by hearing all the programs. So when you're not here, where are you? And so people may say, you know, that just sounds kind of weird to me, but, you know, you've all lost your keys, misplaced something like that, objects, things. And then all of a sudden they show up, and you know you looked in that location. Well, that's because when you were abducted by the aliens, you brought your keys with you, and you left them someplace. Remember, you probably left them in a cloned maybe a bedroom or something, or a cloned house that they fabricated, made a hologram of what you live in here, and maybe you put them up on the wall hook next to the door, but you never retrieved them when you left there. So they're there until you come back to get them. And that's probably why people lose things. Also, you've all, you know, had a time when you were driving your car or even riding the subway, if you're back in New York, and you somehow spaced out, you thought, and you missed the off-ramp or the subway stop. Well, it wasn't because you spaced out. It was because you weren't here. So that's what happened. So that's why you want to do these special timeline crashing. and also the space-time crashing. So they're both very, very important to get you back into wholeness. The clearings that we have on the website are all interactive, which means that you get on the website, and the website will do a clearing for you, working from the light beam to me to the light ship. And this is where the clearings work. And you can get on a 24/7. If you haven't had a whole lifetime clearing, the first one to get is the emotional clearing. Unless you're older meaning maybe over the age of 30. If you're probably 50 or 60 listening, then by all means or older, do the alien death barcode. Because by the time you get older, you're going through your different barcodes. And these barcodes is the dying process that the aliens are trying to use on you. You can always bypass one because of your force of will to be here. But basically, they're there on your natal chart. So once you get those cleared out of you, you normally typically gain about 10 years of your life, more energy. I won't say you're going to live 10 years longer, but you will feel like you're 10 years younger typically. I can't guarantee that, but most people say, wow, you know, I had problems, and now a lot of these aches and pains that I could have had or that I had are released. And what happens is that you get your life force energy back, and the life force energy is what helps to heal you. So this is why it's so important to have that clearing done for you. And it takes probably about a half an hour to do online. So you just use PayPal, get on there, and do the clearing. If you're having difficulties finding a job, having things work in your life, then I'd suggest doing the self-empowerment clearing. It's $50 for 6 weeks. It has, I think it might be 39 issues. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know there's over 30. And believe me, everybody who reads that can probably relate to maybe three-quarters of those. And once you clear the energy out of you, it's kind of like a way to get jump-started. It doesn't take the place of a whole lifetime clearing, but it can help you get jump-started to move on in your life. And it deals with psychic attack energies, hexes, spells, what people are thinking about you, the programming that they're doing to you, mind control. Is it your mind causing your problem or somebody else's? So those are that clearing is very good, along with doing your psychic billboard. And that one's $20 for the month. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay, so while we're on that subject, I wanted to just briefly mention that even though we are online when we're doing the clearings, they actually do have to go through you, Ron, and maybe you can explain a little bit about what your role is here and what you do here when people have a clearing.
Yeah, whenever anybody goes onto the website to have a clearing, that energy goes right through my body back to the light ship. And that's why I do not work with cancer patients who've had chemo, because it's very hard on my body. In fact, if you go on there and you have had chemo, the healing will not work for you. So I just wanted to kind of mention that. So yeah, at times it is difficult. A few times I've actually had to pull over, drive in my car, and actually throw up because somebody had a difficult problem. Normally I can handle most of it fine, but it does, affect me. So that's what I want to say. People think maybe just because the website is on and they go in there and they do a clearing, especially maybe the free ones, which I would like to get donations for, because, you know, I don't want to have it abused. But it does affect me. And you all know that when energy goes through your body, sometimes you can have a good day or a bad day. I'm normally pretty much balanced. But it does have an effect on my body, and then I have to normally charge up, maybe sleep longer during the day or do other things to get myself back to center again. So everything that goes on the website for healings goes through my body. And Jesus even mentioned that, paraphrasing something. He said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. He said something like, I am the way and the life, or something like that. Well, it's all the same thing, just a different way of saying it. So through him, when I was in his body, all the energies went through me in his body when he lived 2,000 years ago, going back to the light ship. And I was facilitating all of the healings, taking people, much like the show tonight, going to the light ship, and I was the conduit for that at that time. So it's the same thing then as it is now. Jesus came to teach ascension, which is what I'm doing. It's very simple. If you realize what's happening, it doesn't take much to understand that you must be heart-centered, and you must be in your body with your spirit and integrated with your spirit. And so when you do read the Bible and kind of get information there, just realize that when he lived and walked the earth 2,000 years ago, he was healing people from their genetic predisposition, from their ancestors, what was stored inside of their body, which we can call DNA blockages. And when he left, the healings completely stopped. Unfortunately, the Christian churches did not say that. I saw a car today, and it says Jesus saves on it. Well, yeah, if that car was around 2,000 years ago, that would be correct. But somehow the darkness stepped into the churches, and they wanted to perpetuate what he was doing, making everybody think that Jesus was still living and doing these things, which he was not. So when he left, all the healings that was performed by him that you have read about in the Bible completely stopped, because there was nobody on this planet. Remember, the healings only come forth for the ascension time. And like I said on many of the shows, the light never promotes itself. The light does not channel through angels, does not channel through any other means of energy, because you already have it with you. So anybody who is doing channeling of any type and or using some type of energy that sounds neat to channel or to do readings with, to bring people in as a hook, that is not brought forth by the light ship. They're just using the light of the darkness energies, and that's the way it works, because you already have light with you. You cannot bring in anything outside of yourself which will have light. That'll be the light of the darkness, and that's probably why you're all listening here, because you didn't understand the ascension 2,000 years ago. And remember, every 2,000 years it happens. And if you've been here 50,000 years, you've already missed 25 ascension points, you know, key times. And are you going to miss the next one? Hopefully not. Is it going to be 2012? The light does not have anything that's stated as far as prophecies. So what I say is the 2012 ascension that people are talking about is going to be a dark side scheme from the Mayans and maybe many, many other alien races to abduct people. And that's what they're doing, is you're reading their prophecy on how they want to use you, control you, abduct you at 2012, because you're interested in that type of learning. And so for them, they're just saying, well, the people want to have that experience, so why not? We'll give them an experience that they'll never forget. But you won't be coming back here. They will completely abduct you. Remember, the Mayans were not, you know, very nice people as far as their beliefs and religions or what they worship, because they killed people. And I won't get too negative with that, but you could check out what they did with the poor thousands and thousands of people that walked up those pyramids, having their head chopped off and, you know, their heart ripped out of their body. You know, and people are believing in their Mayan calendar because they think they're such a great race of people, and they created this facade of the ending times. So if you just look at it realistically, I don't think you all want to follow that belief system and have that happen to you. And you could have even been one of those people back then in a body with your spirit having that done to it. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And, you know, there are a few questions that we could go through. And Shane was mentioning about the light being, and, you know, how when we go to the light ship, we do get the light being picture up, and that gets activated, and it comes into our home. So Shane was saying, are they here to hold space? Because he mentioned, let's see here, why do I feel light beings with me right now? And do they usually come into our homes? Are they stretched out for some reason, like rainbow?
Yeah, the light beings will come to you through the light being on the monitor screen. Normally it's a heart connection. I guess they could come into your room. Typically, you're going to be just feeling it from the monitor screen itself. And from there, you have that peace energy. So they are holding the space for this radio program. At times, I will leave the light being up and energize it for maybe an hour after the program. In fact, I'll do that tonight for everybody. And since it's late on the East Coast, what we'll do is have the light bring in some nice, peaceful, restful sleep for everybody. And we'll activate that right now. So here it comes. So stronger. Here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. We'll give it some more here. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go, everybody. You should feel a lot of peace energy right now. Okay. Back to you, Annika.
Oh, sorry. I dropped my earpiece here. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yep, hear you good.
Okay. So with the timeline crashes and you get taken off, let's say, the different parallel lives, I know that we sometimes, let's say, the debarcodes might be coming back in through that. So maybe you just want to briefly mention that it could happen through that, because I saw a lot of questions about it.
It is possible that the aliens could give you another alien death barcode. Typically not, but they could. Remember, they already have you set up through the planets to control you. That's why you have a natal chart, okay? And naturally that starts off when you're born. Typically, you know, they work with you through the conception process. And then from there, you know, the records are from when you're born 9 months later. And naturally, if you're born, you must die, because they want to get you out of here to rejuvenize your spirit so it can come back in again in another forced reincarnation living experience here to take more of your life force energy through your emotions. So, they could possibly put more on you. You know, typically, you know, say probably 90% of the time I'd probably say no, because they'd have to be watching you quite a bit. Now, you could have the maybe the death barcode possibly, you know, in a timeline. You know, I haven't talked about that. I'm sure, you know, anything is free game for them. You know, they'll do whatever they choose to do. They don't respond or have any type of, integrity with us. So whatever they choose to do to us, you know, we're like fair game to them. So they could do anything that they wish without any kind of, what word am I using here? Not compensation, but retribution, okay? And remember, there's always an alien group above them. Remember, as above, so below. So you can see how life is here on this planet. And that's probably the way their life is, too. And so what and who's controlling them? And this is the process that we deal with. And they may not know the difference. All they know is control. And so, because they're born under that control issue too. And they probably also have a natal chart onto their bodies. So they just see this as the natural flow of life, because they're controlled and they want to control us. So that's kind of what happens. The way you get out of that is to have clearings. Do the planetary clearing, get rid of those planetary cords, do your natal chart clearing. So it all depends how much of a better life do you choose to have. Some people, you know, don't wish to have a better life, and they want to continue on, you know, living their life as normal. But if you do want to change your life, then have some clearings. This is what it's all about, is to do that. Remember, this is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago. He came to help people. This is what we're doing this time around, too, the same exact thing. And that's just the way it goes and the way it is, because the light ship is here. For how long? I don't know. You know, from my own standpoint, the light ship was going to be here for 3 years. That was your approximation when I started doing this in 2005, coming out to the public. And so that means in 2008, the light ship probably, you know, would have stopped what they're doing and then prepared people for ascension. But where we are now, you know, we're in 2011, so things are still going on. How much time they need in addition to what's happening to the Earth, I don't know. This is a universal ascension, not just for this planet. So I guess when all the ducks are in a row everywhere in the universe of life, they'll decide when to do that. Remember, there's no prophecies, and that will happen. So looks like our show is almost running over right now. So
yeah.
I'll just say we have maybe a question on timeline crashing.
Yeah, just if they can be done at the same time. You have two important clearings, which is timeline crashing, and the other one is space-time crashes or crashing.
I would first say probably not, only because it's such a heavy-duty clearing. You know, some people may have physical body, maybe jerks and stuff, so you may not wish to do that. You might feel like throwing up, possibly. You know, you may have other things happening. Remember, on the space-time is actually much more heavy-duty than the timeline. And so the space-time one deals with your DNA changing that. Or the timeline just gets you off the timeline. But the other one will bring back the cellular memory of the abduction process, and it will get released from you because you're in space, okay? The other one is in time. The space deals more with your body getting it back here. So I would not personally take any shortcuts because, you know, it's a very intense clearing. So that's what I would say. I would do them separately. You could try it, but I would not recommend it, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's really no shortcuts to those because they're very, very intense. You have to realize, you're dealing with the aliens, okay? And you're getting brought back here from timelines, okay? You have to realize that the, I guess I could use the word governments, okay? The governments have all wanted to do time traveling. And, you know, the Germans were probably doing that. I heard that they're on the moon, which is probably true. So they've been doing time traveling for a long time. Well, these clearings actually start to get you out of that process. So knowing about timelines, this is very, very high-tech, sophisticated stuff, at least here, you know, with our scientists trying to figure it out. The light ship already knows about it, so they can take you off of these things that the aliens are trying to get your energy from. And you can be on 100 timelines at one time. So it's very, very complicated. So by all means, I would just do one of them. So this is able to get your free will back to yourself so that you're not going through these traumatic situations and you take an emotional issue to release from you. So I guess we'll end our show. The beautiful peace energies with you for a peaceful rest. And anything you'd like to add, Annika, before we sign off here?
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing you at the LAX and hopefully meeting some of the people there if you come. And it'd be great to be in that light infusion chamber.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So great. So if you can make it down there, would love to see you all and or come to the East Coast one. You know, if you can do that, it's so great. I wish I could do that too.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you.
Not Just Life Expo is right next to Los Angeles, LAX. So you could take a shuttle right over to one of the hotels there. So blessings, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Our VBS program is at 4 o'clock on Station 1. And again, we'll do our Q&A next Friday after the Station 2 program that we have. And that conference call will start at 8 o'clock. The VBS program starts at 7 Pacific Standard Time. So blessings, everybody.
Blessings.
Enjoy your healings. Good night.